Welcome to Featured Wiki of the Day, where we read the summary of the featured Wikipedia article every day. The featured article for Saturday, November 9, 2019 is Early History of Goa in Italic. The Makassa Kingdom of Goa emerged around 1300 CE as one of many agrarian chiefdoms in the Indonesian peninsula of South Sulawesi. From the 16th century onward, Goa and its coastal ally Italic became the first powers to dominate most of the peninsula, following wide-ranging administrative and military reforms, including the creation of the first bureaucracy in South Sulawesi. The early history of the kingdom has been analyzed as an example of state formation. Genealogies and archaeological evidence suggest that the Goa dynasty was founded around 1300 in a marriage between a local woman and a chieftain of the Bayau, a nomadic maritime people. Early Goa was a largely agrarian polity, whose growth was supported by a rapid increase in wet rice cultivation, with no direct access to the coastline. Italic was founded 2 centuries later when a prince from Goa fled to the coast after his defeat in a succession dispute. The coastal location of the new polity allowed it to exploit maritime trade to a greater degree than Goa. The early 16th century was a turning point in the history of both polities. Tumapakrisak Kalana of Goa conquered the coastline and forced Italic to become Goa's junior ally. His successor, Tunaplanga, enacted a series of reforms intended to strengthen royal authority and dominate commerce in South Sulawesi. Tunaplanga's wars of conquest were facilitated by the adoption of firearms and innovations in local weaponry, which allowed Goa's sphere of influence to reach a territorial extent unprecedented in Sulawesi history, from Minahasa to Selayar. Although the later 16th century witnessed setbacks to Goa's campaign for hegemony in Sulawesi, the kingdom continued to grow in wealth and administrative complexity. The early historical period of the two kingdoms, a periodization introduced by Francis David Bulbeck and Ian Caldwell, ended around 1600 and was followed by the early modern period, in which Goa and Italic converted to Islam, defeated their rivals in South Sulawesi and expanded beyond South Sulawesi to become the most important powers in eastern Indonesia. The early history of Goa and Italic witnessed significant demographic and cultural changes. Verdant forests were cleared to make way for rice paddies. The population may have grown by as much as tenfold between the 13th and 16th centuries, while new types of crops, clothes, and furniture were introduced into daily life. The scope of these territorial, administrative, and demographic transformations have led many scholars to conclude that Goa underwent a transformation from a complex chiefdom to a state society in the 16th century, although this is not a unanimously held position. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 016 UTC on Saturday, November 9, 2019. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for Early History of Goa and Italic. This podcast is produced by Abul Smay Productions based on Wikipedia content and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. Visit wikioftheday.com for our archives, sister podcasts, and swag. Please subscribe to never miss an episode. You can also follow WOTDpod on Twitter. Abul Smay Productions produces the current events podcast Curmudgeon's Corner as well. Check it out in your podcast player of choice. This has been Joanna. Thank you for listening to Featured Wiki of the Day.